Hello and welcome to an incredible opportunity for your life empowerment. It's the DeMartini Show, packed with knowledge, principles, and practical tools that you can use to understand yourself and others on a deeper level, as well as to expand your power, influence, and inspiration. It's presented by renowned human behavior specialist, Dr. John DeMartini. He's an internationally published author and a polymath with over 5 decades of extensive research into maximizing human awareness and potential. Every week we get questions from listeners across all of our channels, and this week Dr. DeMartini has taken the time to answer one of your questions. If at any point you're looking for the show notes, or if Dr. DeMartini mentions any links, just know that you can access them in the episode description. And if you're listening to the show for the first time, take the time now to follow the DeMartini Show, because that way we'll be able to notify you whenever we load new episodes. So let's join Dr. DeMartini for this week's episode. Enjoy.
In many people's lives, there's times when they feel that they're not really going for it. They feel that they're playing a smaller game than they envision or imagine in their journey. And I think this is normal. I don't think that's, everybody's full on all the time, 24 hours a day kind of thing, or when they're waking. Sometimes we tend to exaggerate ourselves and feel like we're on a roll, and other times we tend to minimize ourselves a bit. That's as long as it's not extreme, it's not really pathological or anything like that. It's just the ups and downs. It's a normal mood swings that people have about themselves. But one thing you can do to reduce that probability is to go on my website, drdemartini.com, and do the value determination process and determine what's really, truly highest on your values, to know what's really priority to your life, what's most meaningful and important and inspiring and most fulfilling. And fill your day with high priority actions. Anytime you do something that's really, truly of the highest priority, you raise your self-worth. And anytime you do something that's lower in priority, you devalue yourself. You're designed to. It's not a flaw. It's not a weakness. You're designed to. Anytime you put somebody on a pedestal and inject their values and try to be somebody you're not, and try to imitate them, try to envy them, try to live in their values, you're going to inject some of their values in life, and they may not be the highest priorities to you, but it's important to them. So you end up trying to please them and devalue some of what's important to you in the process. So beware of putting people on pedestals. It's better to put them in your heart. They're not worth putting on pedestals. They're worth, if you see something you admire in them, ask yourself, whatever I admire about them, where do I do the same thing? As Romans 2:1 in the New Testament says, whatever you see in others, you do the same thing. Find out where you do it so you don't put them on a pedestal. You put them in your heart and have a reflective awareness where they, the seer, the seeing, and the seen are the same. And you get to see that you have what they have and you don't inject some of their values and you honor your own. If you're living by your highest value, you're going to appreciate yourself. You know, if you have a real strong, real clear agenda for the day that's really prioritized and it's really the most important thing you can be doing, second most, et cetera, and go through the day and do priority after priority, at the end of the day, you'll feel like you're on top of the world and your self-worth is up. You're not having vicissitudes of emotions. You're just stable. And then you can handle almost anything that goes on when you get home. But if you're doing things and you're putting out fires all day and never getting to what's priority, you're more emotional and you end up devaluing yourself in the end day because I didn't get things done that I intended. So take the time to prioritize your life. Take the time to not subordinate to people on the outside. I said in the movie The Secret 20 years ago, when the voice and the vision on the inside is louder than all opinions on the outside, you begin to master your life. You're not here to be second at being somebody else. You're here to be first at being you. And you, your ontological identity revolves around your highest value. Your teleological purpose revolves around your highest value. Your epistemological area of expertise and where you're masterful revolves around your highest value. So the path of self-actualizing and mastery is in the highest value. So if you do that, you don't really beat yourself up. When you're beating yourself up, it's letting you know that you're not doing high priority things, either because of subordination to others or because you haven't prioritized. So take the time to prioritize your life and don't let the amygdala, because anytime you're not living by your highest priority and bringing blood, glucose, and oxygen into the forebrain where the immediate prefrontal cortex is governing and mitigating the volatilities of emotions, if you're not doing that, you're going to be in your amygdala and you're going to be going for fantasies and you're going to be emotional and you're going to judge yourself and you're going to be proud or shamed with your imposter syndromes instead of being you. And the magnificence of who you are is far greater than all the fantasies and nightmares you surround yourself with inside your own perceptions. So prioritize your actions and liberate yourself from all the drama and the self-depreciation. Self-depreciation is not your enemy, it's your friend. It's trying to let you know you're not in priority. You're setting unrealistic expectations on self or other people. And it by going back into priority and honoring other people's highest values and honoring your own highest values, you liberate yourself from the self-depreciative perspective. Because the magnificence of who you are, which is your highest value, again, is the secret of not having these self-depreciating perspectives. These things that people call limiting beliefs and self-sabotage and self-depreciation, which are nothing more than feedback mechanisms to guide you to your authentic self.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you would love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please follow the show now so that we can notify you whenever we load new episodes. And if you have a question that you would love Dr. DeMartini to address, let us know by posting it on any of our social media channels. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of the DeMartini team. We would love to get to know you and to understand what you would love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay inspired.